And we have Cale Katzenmeyer with us today, and he's with Capstone Development Group with the new Prairie Wood Private Retreat and Preserve. I had an opportunity to visit your facility just yesterday, Cale, and I've got to say, pretty impressive.
Thank you, Kathy.
And let's kind of explain to people, you know, what it really is. I mean, it's a place, obviously, you can go relax and hold meetings, but I'll let you explain really the whole purpose behind it.
Well, I think what we realized several years ago is as the Flint Hills was gaining in notoriety and people were beginning to want more and more novel experiences, you know, the Symphony in the Flint Hills has been such a monumental success. And I think that was a real tribute to the fact that people are wanting these novel experiences. And what we realized we have in Manhattan is we have this very unique element of the Flint Hills that is often unavailable for people to be able to access. And so the original vision was, could we create a space which showcases those Flint Hills in a venue that allows people to have access to a private facility for anything from accommodations to meeting space and receptions and catered receptions and rehearsal dinners and things like that. And what makes it unique is the fact that when someone's there, they're the only group there. You're not sharing it with another group or any other party.
And I guess, you know, talk about the acreage that you have. I mean, it's just tremendous. You have, you know, access to water. You have, you know, a wonderful facility. I mean, and I got to see state-of-the-art, you know, type equipment for folks that do actually want to hold meetings there. But, you know, kind of go over some of the basics of, I mean, describe it. I wish people could see it as I did, but, you know, kind of describe it if you could in a way that they'll, you know, in an audio format for them, I guess I would say.
Well, which is always a challenge. There's nothing that speaks louder than being there in person. But, you know, we are talking about the area that if you were driving west on Anderson toward Keats and you look to your left and there's that beautiful preserved hillscape that eventually becomes Fort Riley property. But prior to that, it's still privately owned. And we realized several years ago, we live out in that area, what a unique, still native segment of the Flint Hills that is and how neat it would be to preserve that, even for the visual landscape of the area, to continue to have some of those native hills still in and around Manhattan that don't all have houses developed on top of them. And so what we realized we had is not only the tops of those hills that are about the same elevation as top of the world area, but it went all the way down to Wildcat Creek and a really unique area in Wildcat Creek that pools up. And we actually have a small dock down there and you can paddle up about 20 minutes by kayak or canoe. And so to have everything from that creek watershed all the way up to the top of those hills still preserved in native true tallgrass prairie, all situated 2 minutes from town, was when we realized we had something quite unique on our hands if we could just bring it together and then create a facility that allowed people to share all of that.
You just recently had your grand opening, and maybe share with us how that went. And I think you've already had some groups take advantage of your facility.
We have. This has been in development for about 3 years to put together the property and then acquire the facility, which is really an original residence that we've converted into a full retreat venue. And so we have a full meeting room that's full audiovisual equipped with all the highest technology that someone would want to display PowerPoint. We have a flat panel screen that's accessed in a cabinet there, and everything from that to bedroom suites each have their own bathroom with jacuzzi, whirlpool tubs, and a player piano, and living room and dining room and recreate room, and a full swimming pool with a hot tub. And so we've had a number of events. Yes, we had some pre-opening events, and then we did officially have our grand opening in January that we kicked off with some holiday receptions in December, and they were very well received. And it's, I think, the other side of the story, besides the property that's so unique, is how well received it's been to any and everyone that's been out, the chamber and the university, and everyone has been such a support to us.
And we do want to really stress a nonprofit element of the whole thing too. I mean, it isn't, you know, just that you're there and you're providing these things for folks. I mean, there actually is a nonprofit side to it also.
There is. We have a business model that runs under Prairie Wood Retreat, and so when you call the reservation number, that's who you're talking to. But we realized early on we wanted there to be a large educational component to what we're doing, and so we also have formed Friends of Prairie Wood, which will serve to function in an educational role to help people more and more realize what a unique asset the tallgrass prairie really is in the Flint Hills particularly, and to help continue to bolster that cause in ways that sometimes are similar to the Kanza prairie, but in ways that allow a little more access that sometimes the Kanza can't, because they're specifically a scientific research center in their truest mission.
Okay. Okay. And I know, too, you know, as we mentioned some of these things, going back to facility a little bit, too, even a nice sunroom. I was ready to just curl up with a good book and sit in one of the chairs and play her piano even. I mean, it's tremendous. It kind of gives you a relaxed feeling when you walk into the building, I will say.
And I appreciate that. That's really what we've tried to do is, you know, we realize we're living in a culture that is increasingly becoming more complex, is increasingly moving faster, and yet that's not where inspiration is born. And so part of what we wanted to offer was an atmosphere that's really first rate, that's well done, incredibly thoughtfully appointed, but that creates an element that people can take a deep breath and they can dream and they can be out of the box. And so whether it's a business meeting or a board meeting, that inspiration is really important to good decision making, or whether it's a company retreat that's a staff retreat that's meant to rejuvenate a staff. I think we're living in a culture, in a corporate culture, that more and more realizes how important it is to step back, get perspective, and then re-enter back in with a much more keen focus on the objectives at hand. And I think that's part of what we're excited about being able to offer.
Perhaps on a less esoteric level, I mean, obviously food is always a component. Do people have to worry about that, or are you providing that too?
Well, we hope people don't have to worry about anything. The idea is that our guests show up and any and everything that they would wish for is perfectly taken care of, and that really is our goal. The way we've handled food is we early on realized that we wanted to have some quality control to everything we do, and so we began discussing a catering relationship with local restaurants that we felt could offer that capability and who we already had a relationship with. And so the way food is handled out there, we actually have 5 contracted catering partners. We call them the Prairie Wood Catering Partners. And those are local restaurants. It's The Chef, Blue Stem Bistro, Harry's, Coco Bolo's, and Gelio's. And those are restaurants that are very familiar with our facility. We actually have things in our facility so that they know exactly what's there when they show up. And what it creates for the guest is an extremely seamless process that is trouble-free and they can be confident in.
You've touched on this just a little bit, but let's get into more of the history, how this came to be. And I know you've been meeting with community leaders. I mean, this is a process that's taken really years to put together.
It really has, and I appreciate you recognizing that. The early story began. My wife and I, Becky, live out on Wildcat Creek Road, and we realized what a special area it is and how neat it would be to be able to preserve at least some piece of it. As time grew and we realized these large parcels were available and we were able to, you know, be fortunate enough to begin to acquire a few of those, it began this vision of what would it be like not to be able to just preserve that area, but then to be able to share it in some way. And that's really where a lot of this started, was in that early dreaming with my wife, Becky, and I, sitting, you know, over coffee often, just looking out the window, thinking of possibilities. What happened after that was so unexpected was, as we shared that vision with people, to watch people in our community, a lot of very significant business leaders and community-minded people who have had great impact already on our community, came so wholeheartedly on board and lent their support in their ideas and in lots of other ways to help bolster and take us and give us the confidence to put this together. And that's really what has been so striking about the whole process, is not just that we have a one-of-a-kind place, but there's really a one-of-a-kind process with people behind it.
You know, the interesting thing, too, is when you visit the facility, it seems very remote, but it really isn't. You're pretty close to town.
Often people, that's one of the first things they remark on, is you feel like you're quote-unquote in the middle of nowhere, and yet you're 3 minutes from West Loop. And that was one of the things we realized we needed to capitalize on, was we're situated 2 minutes from Colbert Hills and 3 minutes from West Loop and 5 minutes from the stadium. And realizing that a lot of times what we're doing isn't particularly novel. There's venues available in the mountains to rent and on the beach and on the coast to rent. But in Manhattan, there was really no venue you could rent and have the whole facility. And often those types of venues are tucked out in the middle of nowhere, so to speak. And so to realize we could have somewhat similar of an offering and yet be so close to town, so that part of the experience is not being in the middle of nowhere, but actually interacting with town, interacting with the university, interacting with the downtown business district and all the other retail shops and stores here in town, becomes part of the experience.
What, talk about the numbers you're able to serve. And I know it's limited to a point in terms of overnight visitors, but, you know, kind of talk about that and how that all works out.
We sometimes like to refer to the phrase that we are unapologetically intimate. And by that, what we mean is we're not meant to have 250 guests. That's not what we're doing. And because that's not what we do, it makes it all the more charming when smaller groups do come, because you're getting a level of service and a level of appointment in this facility and yet it's not a monstrous mansion. And so we can seat for receptions up to about 60 or 65 people in a setting, in a seated reception style. Our meeting room can hold anywhere from 15 to 40 people, depending on how it's configured for board meetings and such. But it's very versatile. And one of the things we realized early on, we wanted it to be, was very versatile, so that we could sit down with a guest that's coming and say, how can we help make this the most distinctive experience possible for you?
So if you have a spillover, nothing wrong with them maybe, you know, using some of the other facilities in town. But, you know, you talked about a recent event, I think, when I visited. I think it was a big birthday party or something, and how it kind of became the home base. I mean, family members stayed other places if they had to. But, you know, that's another option maybe for folks, too.
That's right. And one of the things that comes to mind when you say that is one of the pleasures of this process has been realizing we certainly don't have all the best ideas. We've watched people bring their ideas to what we've put together, and that's been such a wonderful part of the process. One of those was recently we had a family reunion event, and someone had their mother's 100th birthday at Prairiewood. And not only did that create a family reunion environment, but they had lots of relatives coming from afar. And Prairiewood, because of what we're able to offer, was able to entice even more people to come to that event. It was hugely successful. But not everyone did stay there. There were people staying at other bed and breakfasts in town. There were people staying at friends' homes in town. And yet for the entire weekend, for 3 days, they had the facility and all that it offers and all of the land around it at their disposal for that event, and it was very, very meaningful to them.
Now, Cale, I guess it might be fair to describe you as a little bit of a tall grass prairie expert, or, I mean, I know you're a docent for Kanza Prairie, but I'm sure this is part of, you know, your love for that kind of thing. But let's talk some about the tall grass prairie, and I mean, obviously, that's a lot of what you're focused around at Prairiewood, but, you know, maybe share with us some of the things that you tell people about, you know, say when you're at Kanza Prairie or when you work with some of these different things.
Sure. Well, I'm also unapologetically a avid prairie fan, and, you know, the Tallgrass Prairie and the Flint Hills have really grown on me. I came up here from Wichita to go to K-State and graduated in the early 90s, and have you know, utterly fallen in love along with my wife Becky with the uniqueness of this area. And I think it's a very underrealized area. I think often, just as people do with anything, we don't often realize what we have in our own backyard, and we often take it for granted. But, you know, we live in an amazingly unique ecology. And it's one of the most endangered in the country. The Tallgrass Prairie used to stretch all the way from Texas to Canada. And yet today, the largest, most contiguous stand of that remains is right here in Kansas, right here in the Flint Hills, right here in Manhattan. And to me, that's pretty unique. There's an enchantment to it that isn't dramatic like the mountains. But as you get into it and you touch it and you taste it and you feel it, I think it has all and more of the effect that some of those other dramatic landscapes can have on our interior and on us as people.
Well, and it also the wildlife that's associated with it, too. And there it does have its own set of wildlife, so to speak, or insects or whatever we want to call it, plant life, that kind of thing. But, you know, maybe talk about that, too. I'm sure, again, as a docent, and if you worked with the Kanza Prairie, you probably go through your little spiel a little bit on that. But, I mean, it's so rich in that regard, too. I think we lose sight of that sometimes.
Sure, it really is. And I'd be careful what you ask for. I can talk about that for a long time. I you know, often when people are on their way out to our facility, there's so many wild turkey in the area, and probably just about 50% of the time someone sees wild turkeys walk across the road in front of them on their way out. And they always joke and say, did you stage that for us on our way here? But there's a wonderful wild turkey population in the area. There's lots of deer. And occasionally the elk population from Fort Riley will actually wander over the hills onto this property. And occasionally, I know people listening may have seen them occasionally on Anderson or over on Fort Riley Boulevard. There's a fairly large elk herd on Fort Riley on the fort. That is not restricted to the fort, but they generally stay there until they wander some of these other areas. So between that and all the lesser wildlife and the plant life, it's very, very diverse and all preserved in its native state, which essentially means it's ancient. And I think people often don't realize that, Kathy. I think when I go to the ancient redwood forests in California, and you sort of sit in awe at I think it's the enchantment of how old that is, and yet you can experience the same thing with the Tallgrass Prairie because it's ancient as well, and yet we often overlook it as just grass, but it's so much more. And sometimes when people are at our facility, that's one of the byproducts, is they go away not only having a great place to stay or have a meeting or to meet, but they go away saying, this is more special than I realized.
And, you know, I'm starting to get that feeling. I've lived in this area now for, about 9-10 years. And, you know, people don't always realize what they have, although I think it's starting to get some national attention. I mean, it seems like, you know, and I work, you know, here at the radio station, you hear more about it at a national level. I think we're starting to get some recognition. What's some of the feedback you get from folks? I mean, have you heard from people around the country in this regard?
We have. We track the hits on our website, and we're always amazed that we're getting hits on our website from, you know, lots and lots of other states. And, you know, 2 years ago, the National Geographic did not just an article, but a complete spread on the Flint Hills. And a lot of the photographs used within that were taken right here at Arkansas Prairie, just 2 or 3 miles from our facility, right here in the Flint Hills. And it wasn't just an article. It was a 4-page pull-out spread. And that created, in and of itself, so much interest in this area. When you go to some of these other hospitality-oriented venues throughout the Flint Hills, you'll find out they've got people coming from New York and coming from England sometimes that often saw that National Geographic. And so that's not the only notoriety, but those types of things are beginning to grow. And so the base of interest in the Flint Hills is just really on the cusp of, I think, entering a new level that we haven't seen. And I think the important thing is that it develop in the right way as that interest increases.
You know, it's interesting in talking to you. I really do sense your passion. And I think that's a big part of when you put a project like this together. I know, having done a similar project with my husband, which we've talked about before, you know, it does take so much work. But maybe talk about the work involved, but it does seem like the passion's kind of brought you through it all. But
it has. Work is not something we're foreign to. But, you know, when you're doing something you love that you believe deeply in, it makes all the difference. And I tell our crew all the time, we've got an incredible staff, and assembling that group of people to help with that. I mean, it's been a wonderful piece to watch this, to watch other people begin to realize and catch on to the specialness that we have at hand and embrace that. And, you know, people work hard for things that they're passionate about and that they believe in.
Do want to mention, too, Kale's here for about another 5 minutes if people have questions or comments. Certainly phone lines open as always, 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350. And I know that, you know, you mentioned the Friends of Prairie Wood. If somebody wants to find out more about that or even about the facility, if they're kind of thinking, you know, I have this event coming up, might be kind of interesting, how do they find out more about you, Kale?
Well, we love to talk to people and we love to give tours, and they would just need to contact us. One way or another, they can find out more information on our website. It's just prairiewoodretreat.com. So it's www.prairiewoodretreat.com. Or they can call 537-9999. And they can ask questions. We're happy to talk with anyone, and we're happy to have them out and show them what we do in a more firsthand way.
And, you know, I'd be curious, as I said, I know you've already had a few events. You know, maybe just what's some of the feedback you've gotten from those events? I mean, you're always learning and doing, I'm sure, but just kind of curious to know, and both the positives and things that you're also learning from as you get folks coming in.
Sure. Well, we learn something hopefully from every group that comes, and we ask for lots of feedback. We certainly posture ourselves as interested in learning and hearing and getting feedback, and we've done that. I think the thing that people have been most struck with is that all of this is so close to town and offers such a diversity of use. And so, you know, there's been so much feedback in, hey, if you could do this, then it would open up this possibility, and we certainly listen to that. You know, there's things at the facility that are still on the list to be done, and everything isn't in its perfect condition. And of course, like any project, and anyone listening knows, those lists sometimes add up. But over time, we're whittling away at that. But at its current state, the feedback's been wonderful. The K-State deans used this as their annual retreat in September. And it was wonderful to hear the feedback. And a lot of the things that they commented on, little pieces that we could do, we ended up being able to incorporate and continue to incorporate as guests come and offer their feedback.
We did get a call about directions to the place. I guess I'll let you, kind of like you did with me yesterday, explain how to get there.
Well, we do need to mention that it often has guests there, and so it's probably not something we want people just wandering up, or they may find themselves looking at someone out the window that may wonder why they're there. But the location is 1484 Wildcat Creek Road. We're a mile and a half down Wildcat Creek Road off of Scenic Drive, so it's very, very simple. It's tucked back in the hills, like I said, mentioning if you're going out Anderson, but the way you get there is you take Scenic Drive to Wildcat Creek Road, a mile and a half down Wildcat Creek Road, and you're at our mailbox.
We only have a couple minutes left. I don't know if there's anything you're just wanting to really highlight. If, you know, you can say just a couple things that just pop into your mind when it comes to Prairie Wood. What would you tell the public about the place?
Well, I think probably I've certainly said enough. I think, you know, the thing that I would highlight is just probably the gratitude we feel for how well received this has been. I early on realized that this was bigger than ourselves. This was not something that, you know, Capstone Development Group is a company we've had here in town and does lots of unique development projects and remodeling and things like that. But this was bigger than anything we'd ever done. And I realized it was going to take people beyond ourselves to pull this off. And so I think the thing that I'd highlight more than anything is the gratitude and appreciation we feel for all the people that may be listening that have had one part or another in helping us get to this point and who continue to offer their encouragement for moving forward. It's something that people continue to believe is very unique to this area. There really isn't anything else like it that offers what we do in the way we do it. And I think the people that have helped encourage us along the way that are foundational pieces of this community has been what stood out the most in this last 3 years as we put this together.
Has it turned out pretty much like you envisioned?
Oh boy, I think that's a hard question to answer. It has evolved in the ways I would want it to evolve. I like to say in our companies, in the various divisions we do, that I want what we do to be born out of the people that are part of our organization. And so I never show up and claim to have all the best ideas. I claim to show up and to assemble really talented people who go out and create things that are bigger and better than I would have otherwise been able to create. So it's probably not exactly like I would have envisioned, but I probably would have expected that from the beginning.
Okay. Again, we've had with us today Cale Katzenmeyer with Capstone Development Group with the New Prairiewood Private Retreat and Preserve.